Okay. All right. So today we're starting a new beginning, which is so great. Yeah. Time for renewal and appreciation. Let me let everybody in. Okay. All right. It's interesting because the one thing, you know, when you are pulled out from life, your daily life pattern, and you're pulled out from it, suddenly you have time to sit and think about where you are, who you are, what's going on around you, and what you own and what you don't. And by own, I don't mean like things. And one of the things that I discovered was the extraordinary generosity of my friends. Extraordinary. And what they did, how they made sure I ate, because hospital food is not exactly not exactly nourishing. They made sure I ate well. My friends were superb, and the messages I got, they were just amazing. So it brought appreciation for me. And because sometimes you take these things for granted. So I think today we're going to talk about renewal and appreciation. Any concerns or comments before we start? Hi, Judy. Good to see you. Any comments or concerns before we start? All right. Then do what you need to do to make yourself comfortable. And mute yourself, please, if you haven't already done so. And as you close your eyes, allow yourself to follow your breathing. And feel the presence of each other in this gathering today. Because when we experience the full essence and presence of each other, because of our shared humanity, because of our difference, that's where gratitude begins. Let's honor the differences and understand that they are indeed a blessing. And today we're going to journey to release the old and welcome the new. As you follow your breath, the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Following your breath as I count from 1 to 20, allowing your mind to relax, allowing your body to let go of all tension. Just to do a quick span of your body from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. And if there's any tightness, this is the time to breathe it out and release it. Just let it go. So I count from 1 to 20. Counting down now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Letting go. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Letting go, releasing. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Deeper, relaxed. Floating. Letting go. 15, 16, 17, down, down, 18, 19, and 20. And find yourself in a place in your mind and heart where you feel safe. It can be real or imagined. It can be something you've seen in a picture somewhere or something you've experienced in the past where you feel safe, secure, and in control. As you find yourself there, look around. Feel how good it feels to be here. Notice the colors and textures. Notice how the light falls. Maybe there's sounds here, like sound of water, or sound of birds singing, or just a very peaceful quiet. Find somewhere to sit in your beautiful, safe place. And as you do, allow yourself to go down, down, down. That's right, in this safe place. This is a place today where we release the old and welcome the new. It could be old thoughts, old feelings, memories, or old energy that no longer serves you well, if they ever did. Allow yourself, while you're in this safe place, to access these thoughts and feelings from a distance. Allow yourself, without judgment, to recognize these feelings and memories, that they had a purpose at that time. Maybe they did a job that was no longer needed or wanted. Or maybe they just appeared because you thought you needed protection in some way. But allow yourself now to recognize these feelings and memories without judgment. This is a journey of your imagination. You can either visualize the journey or imagine the journey or think the journey, whichever way you decide to take the journey. Allow yourself to do this. And if you so choose, this is the time to let go of any emotional or intellectual clutter that clouds your thoughts and feelings and your life. There are times in our lives when all signs seem to be pointing in a particular direction. Our thoughts and dreams are echoed in the songs and stories we hear, and also the media we see. Maybe the message we're getting from the universe doesn't even make sense in the real world, but somewhere inside, these urges feel right to you. Allow it to be so. Now, maybe you feel you're being told to move to a new city, or a new place, or a new job in your life, where you're just fine. Or maybe you feel the desire to pursue a new direction in a career, or start over another way, another life, another place, where it never really interested you before. You were happy and content where you are. When we spend time getting in touch with our higher selves, our intuition sends us directives to lead us to become our very best, our best self. And when we're open and listening, the next step is to take action and go for it. Follow your heart, soul, intuition. Know that in your safe place, anything and everything is possible. Taking action for enrichment doesn't have to be dramatic or huge. It can be recognizing that you have something already that is wonderful and purposeful and good for you. But maybe that focus is just acknowledging it and amplifying it. Looking to see what you have and making it more, deeper, wider, clearer. Let's start with your body. Most of us have two of what we need and one of what we need within and on the surface of our body to live a good life. Two eyes to see beauty, two ears to hear music, and mostly our body works as it needs to as we rush or amble through life. That's a good place to start. Start with loving and respecting your body, whatever shape it takes. It is doing the work to enable the soul to live the life you've chosen. I'm going to ask you to choose to spend some time every morning acknowledging those parts you mostly ignore, like your toes, your earlobes, your elbows, the back of your knees, all part of the mostly ignored harmonious architecture that makes up the workings of your human body. I'm going to ask you to take time to recognize and say thank you to every part of your body every morning. As your eyes open, say thank you. Thank you to every part of your body that works so well, so brilliantly, so automatically, that sometimes we forget that we are inhabiting this body in all its glory, in all its beauty, in all its excellence. From your little toe on the right foot to the earlobe on your left ear and the top of your head. Say thank you, recognize it, acknowledge it. As you scan your body now and recognize those parts that you've ignored up to now, or not noticed, taken for granted, the back of your neck, the left shoulder blade, right knee, big toe, little finger, say thank you. And as you do this, you'll notice that you feel a warmth in each area that you are thanking. The body responds. Your body knows. Now, let's focus on the part of you that is your thinking mind. It does so much for you without thought or recognition. It takes in, processes, analyzes, and stores millions and trillions of bits of information. Sometimes it absorbs and analyzes too much. We overthink things, which can leave us feeling stressed and tired. For the next few moments, allow your thinking mind just to be. If thoughts arise, just send them loving kindness and come back to just being now. Given that the thinking mind does so much for us, let's open the mind to offer gratitude. Thank it for what it does to support you, maybe for the first time ever. Offer kindness and gratitude to your thinking mind for the times we use it purposefully and the times it protects us, keeps us whole, keeps us healthy, and guides us with love. Grateful thanks. At this time, call to mind the time when you experienced a difficult emotion. as you hold this situation and emotion in mind. Notice if there's any judgments attached to that. Is there a condemnation or self-criticism? Even a subtle one. Just check with that emotion. Is there sort of a self-righteousness that rides alongside it, strong or subtle? Notice whatever judgments might be there and see if you can soften them as you take a deep breath and exhale. Breathe in and exhale judgment, a judgment which dim your light. Breathe in and exhale judgment. All the judgments you carry in your thought, mind, body, self. Breathe in, exhale those judgments. That's right. These judgments dim your light. Let them go now. Now, inhale and welcome self-compassion. So instead of judging your emotions as good or bad, right or wrong, notice the sheer fact of their presence and invite a caring attitude and pink light to surround them. And murmur from your heart, I offer self-compassion. I witness my emotions without judgment. I love, honor, and care for myself. I am here for myself through all life experiences. One more time, I offer self-compassion. I witness my emotions without judgment. That's right. I love, honor, and care for myself. I am here for myself through all of life's experiences. And take a moment to rest in the self-compassion and promise yourself to witness all emotions with understanding, without judgment. Offer yourself gratitude for this now. It's not always easy to offer ourselves compassion at any time. So as you inhale, feel this sense of love, respect, compassion, and kindness growing inside of you. And if it helps, maybe you can imagine a color, the color of love and kindness, the color of compassion. Inhale that color and let it flow through all of you, every part of you. Every cell within your body, let your body feel that love, understanding, and compassion. Let each exhale help soften your thinking mind and any tension you might be holding around the concept of self-love, self-respect, kindness and compassion for yourself. Many times we hold ourselves to higher levels of command and demand than we hold others. So let each exhale soften your thinking mind. Any tension you may be holding around the concept of loving yourself, respecting yourself, being kind to yourself and compassion for the who you are and how you are. Allow yourself to feel and experience that compassion. Now, and then go deep inside and find where you hold your soul light. Maybe the heart or maybe the solar plexus. How does your light show itself to you? Because it is within you. Maybe it's a candle flame or an ember of light. Or maybe you just feel it. Now allow that light to expand gently and feel it flowing through your entire being like warm, loving oil flowing into every part of your human being. Every cell in your body becomes filled with this glorious, golden, universal, loving acceptance light. Now, become aware of the light flowing beyond you into this group, sharing with each other as the combined light flows up and out toward the Creator, the One Light. Feel the unconditional love and acceptance, and you recognize the familiar feeling of coming home to unconditional love and support. Home to the knowing and understanding that you are more than the body you inhabit at this time. Home to love and acceptance. Home to be recharged, reborn, and reimagined. Home. It is here in this light, in this home, you understand that you are loved. And with this love comes a joy and understanding of being part of the tapestry of life at this time. With all the connections, all the understandings and responsibility that comes with having unconditional love and acceptance within your light. Bathe in that light. Feel it surround you, nurture you, heal you. Feel the love of the universe flowing through you and through this community. Let the love of the universe, your love, flow outward to its height, its depth, its broad extent. You are more than you know, and more beloved than you know. Accept, acknowledge, with grateful thanks, that love and awareness. Take up that power that is yours to create a safe haven, to make of earth a heaven. Give hope to those you encounter that they may know safety from inner and outer harm, that they may be happy and at peace, healthy and strong, caring and joyful. And as you are filled with your light and share your light, call to mind someone you know who's having a difficult time right now. Bring that person close to your heart. Say their name to yourself. And offer this phrase of loving kindness to them. May you live in safety. May you be happy, be healthy. May you live with ease. When we connect these phrases, aiming the heart in this way, we're opening ourselves to the possibility of including rather than excluding, of connecting rather than overlooking, of caring rather than being indifferent. And ultimately, we open this way to all beings everywhere without distinction, without separation, all people, all animals, all creatures, all those in existence near and far, known to us and unknown to us, all beings on the earth, in the air, in the water. We offer, may all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. And feel the energy of this aspiration extending infinitely in front of you, either side of you, behind you, above and below. Allow your heart to extend in countless ways, leaving no one and nothing out. May all beings live in safety, be happy, be healthy, live with ease. As you give hope to those you encounter, ask that they may know safety from inner and outer harm, be happy and at peace, healthy and strong, caring and joyful. Be the blessing you already are. That is enough. Be the blessing you already are. That is enough. Gather in the light back into your body with grateful thanks, the opportunity to share your light with others, to give hope, respect, and caring as you live in the tapestry that we inhabit with each other. Be the blessing you already are. As I count from 10 to 1, just slowly and gently, bring yourself back, slowly and gently bring yourself back into full awareness. Be kind to yourself. Take it easy. Counting back now, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5,